We're here at the podtech.net PodTech News podcast with Checkpoint's CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, Ken Fitzpatrick. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
We're at the exclusive Intel event here at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco. Part of a huge announcement, Intel introducing another brand, and now in their new strategy, the dual core. They got Centrino, the core duo. They got Vive out there on the entertainment side. Digital lifestyles extending out into the enterprise. So the Digital Enterprise Group was announcing, and Paolo Delini kicking it off with a presentation here about the new stuff from Intel. You're with Checkpoint, which everyone knows has been one of the leaders in helping enterprise protect themselves from firewalls to a lot of security products.
Right.
You guys are involved in the announcement. Talk about the support from Checkpoint and talk about your view of the enterprise.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, John. Thanks. And rightfully so, you know, we kind of invented the firewall 13 years ago, and we've done so much since then. And we've delivered about four generations of firewalls. We're just not a firewall company. We're end-to-end security. And here's where both of our teams have collaborated in a very innovative way to address more of the security needs of the enterprise. Example, so our development teams, and one of them happens to be based right here in San Francisco, California. As you know, we're Israeli-based. But our development team here in San Francisco had collaborated with your engineers to ensure that we could take some of our endpoint security technology, which we call Integrity, which has multi-layer security elements within firewall, anti-hacking, malware, things that, you know, the CIO, the network manager, and the desktop guys are concerned about every single day. The beauty of the vPro and what we're excited about is you can leverage our technology and we leverage your chipset in that, you know, picture this. I'm on vacation. There's some new security threat, or the policy is changed in the corporation and the CIO sends out a new policy. I'm still on vacation. Those changes are made to the machine, and the machine's not even powered on.
And even more important is those decisions are made faster now.
Yeah.
Used to be some committee week, you know, collaborate, okay, we've got to do this. They're like real time now. I mean, alert comes out, bang. Policy change.
So you take the real immediate concern. You've heard of the zero-day attack, zero-hour attack. Well, now it's just a zero-time attack. So we mitigate together. We're helping mitigate the risk in a very powerful, compelling way for the enterprise. And I would anticipate more and more innovation between both Checkpoint and Intel to leverage more of this technology. So we're really excited about this. Our customers are going to love this.
Well, Checkpoint, as you said, invented the firewall. But remember, let's go back in time. Firewall was revolutionary. It basically provided protection from traffic. The world's evolved. I mean, the new book, The World is Flat. We live in a global internet. Internet's evolved. The consumers inside the corporation still want to behave like consumers. So now a whole nother level of complexity around user behavior. It's really shifting the ground of the enterprise.
Yeah.
Talk about that. You guys are doing a lot of work, obviously, in development, but this announcement kind of talks about that dual core, multitasking, the IM generation. The threats are endless.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. New architecture, all that stuff. Where's that going to roll out to?
Right. Just listen to ourselves. We're talking about multi-threats. We're talking about malware, spyware, hacking, worms, viruses. You're talking about all this great engineering technology, next generation chipset. This is daunting and overwhelming to a knowledge user. It's daunting and overwhelming to a CIO or a CEO. What we do best is we've centralized a lot of our technology over the years. We've unified a lot of our technology over the years to make it simpler for the end user to manage and get total visibility to access, control, and manage according to their rules and policies. This is an important step to take that, to take the complexity out of it, out of the end user, out of the senior executive, whether it's the CEO or the CIO, take this complexity out. So this is the innovation both our companies have worked on and will continue to work on to make it simple to address these very, very complex security threats today.
So in the early days of the firewalls, for instance, dropping it into the data center or DMZ, however it was architected into the plan, was a seamless integration into the fabric of the architecture.
Yeah.
But the architecture is changing. Is it your view with this announcement today that you're going to get more down into the root level, the platform? And talk about this new platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about getting down deep into the platform. So we're building more and more intelligence into a desktop, and the desktop's not even turned on. So here that knowledge worker, and I can't stress how important this is, here a knowledge worker who could be on vacation or is un, is unaware of a new threat or a new virus. They come into their office, they power the machine on, and they're already protected. More importantly, while they're on, they're being protected all the time. So the only way to leverage that is to get into the chipset, to get into some of the core engineering that you're providing in your architecture, your design, from a hardware perspective, leveraging some of that with us, the software provider, to provide that intelligence and security software to integrate both of those and to have that management capability simplify and make it easier for the CIO to run their business.
Yeah, it is truly daunting. I mean, it's just a mind-boggling conversation. You and I are shooting the breeze about it almost in a casual way, but when you think about the average user, it's like, oh my God, you know, they all want to make sure they're protected. The world is changing. They're going to have IAM. They're going to share photos. They're going to do things. Talk about Check Point and where you guys are taking the company. Obviously, security is the core of the company. Firewall business was the legacy. How's the company morphing and evolving in the next 5 years or so?
Great question, John. So just a short 2 years ago, we talked about a whole new architecture that we've designed internally. We called it the Unified Security Architecture. And it was basically made up of three major components. And these three major components are a result of years and years of listening to our customers and our partners around the world. Basically, most of them enterprise. Of course, we have the Zone Lab division of Check Point that addressed the consumer end.
Yeah, and that we've just leveraged, came out of nowhere. You know, Gregor did that, great company.
In fact, we leveraged some of their endpoint technology, and that's what we incorporated into your chipset for the vPro announcement. But these three things that we've been working on is the unification of all these disparate technologies, the central management. So give that network manager or the CIO total visibility into access control of all their security technologies. For instance, we could run Cisco's VoIP security better than Cisco. And why is that? Just because we focused on central management and unification of disparate technologies.
Well, you have to. You're in the stream of all the devices and the infrastructure anyway. You're managing the traffic and then vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
So you need to manage everybody.
Yeah.
It's like you're running the show there.
Right. We have to be agnostic because security comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Yep. So I talked about two. I talked about central management. I talked about unification. The third is universal updatability. This is absolutely critical in today's emerging threats. And the guys are getting smarter, they're more vicious, they're more organized.
Well, time is a big factor, right? I mean, you know, so in the old days, I used to update a patch, and it takes time.
Yeah.
And this stuff needs to be ready. I mean, network guys are just running around doing fire drills. They could be updating their devices all day long.
Yeah.
They need to have some help.
Yeah. Well, speaking of patches, so Microsoft has made a monthly event out of Patch Tuesday. But CIOs can't wait
patch
a month.
Hour. It's patch hour. I mean,
yeah. So, again, taking advantage of both our collective engineering skills and innovation, we take that mitigation away from the CIO and away from the network manager to give them real-time, proactive security, not reactive, and not telling the network guy to bring all your systems down to apply a patch.
We're here with Ken Fitzpatrick, CMO of Check Point. Great brand. Everyone knows him. Tons of customers, development lab in Israel, headquarters here in the U.S. Any final word on the outlook of the industry going forward?
Yeah, so security is going to get more and more complex. The threats are more and more increasing. It's up to partnerships like ours between Intel and Check Point to stay ahead of the bad guys and really to collectively collaborate on some of this innovative technology and take advantage of your new brand like vPro. In fact, personally, I can't wait till you guys move this to the laptop, to the mobile devices.
Can't wait. Lower cost of ownership, increase the performance, make people more competitive. Great stuff. Ken, thanks so much.
Good stuff. Thanks for your time, John.